This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of This With Chris Show. I am your host, Chris Dokia. And today, I need your help. I need your support. This is a plea for support because I'm about to say something that divides families, ruins carpools, and gets me quietly judged by my friends and family, and especially my wife. Now, I cannot get behind pajama day at my son's school, right? And before anyone shoots me a text that says something like, let the kids be kids, or a comment that says, Chris, relax. But if you're going to send me an email, I just want to say that I probably won't receive it. Because my wife, my dear wife, will probably delete that email before I even see it. And that, my friends, is exactly where this story really begins. So let's get into it. Okay. So I believe pajama day is not just a thing at school. It's more than that. It's a marriage test. You see, my wife, who I love so, so much. So if you're listening, Shannon, I love you. And but my wife and I, we agree on almost everything, especially the non-negotiables like faith, family, freedom. How many snacks or too many snacks? There is no such number. But pajama day is one of a handful of things that we don't agree on. And again, this is where a compatibility test really gets, I guess, tested and could be submitted for marriage therapy, you know, for, you know, in the little chart that you might fill out. We've never been, but, or we did pre-marriage counseling. But anyway, because you see, my wife, she thinks pajama day is the greatest thing since sliced bread. She thinks it's fun. She thinks it's cute. She thinks it's magical. And I'm on the other side, right? I'm in a completely different camp. I think it's a sign that society has fallen and has stopped trying to be professional. Okay. And here's the problem. We don't just share children and a home. We also share an email inbox. A lot of couples do, right? We have this one inbox that, you know, us, both parents, we get communications from the schools or just things that we need to have together like that. And we do. And, but we also, while we do share that, we have different belief systems on how email inboxes are supposed to work. See, the way I see it is the inbox is kind of a neutral country like Switzerland during wartime. Because when the school emails come in, right, they don't say, hey, just a heads up, okay? And they are usually They'll say something like, let me see if I can remember. Okay. Spirit week is here with a bunch of emojis, and spirit week is here is all in caps, right? I will say, I do know the person that sends the emails from my son's school. And I'm sure she listens to this podcast. In fact, I do know she does. So this is not a dig at those emails. We love them. Keep them coming. But my personal, profession, marketing, and being an executive, I'm always suspicious of fraud emails, right? And typically they start with caps and a lot of exclamation points. Now, if I were to see that email first come into the our shared inbox, my day is done. Like, I'm gonna have to just write off that day. Okay, my Apple Watch will likely ask me if I'm stressed, why my heartbeat is beating so fast. My tone changes. I start saying things like, I can't cope. I can't do this day today. I just want to curl up in a fetal position and crawl into bed, right? My wife, bless her, has learned to intercept these emails, okay? She opens the email. She reads it. She smiles to herself and then just deletes it. Not always. Sometimes she just leaves it unread and it gets buried leaves it read, so it gets buried with all the unread emails. And she doesn't do this because she's hiding things from me, but she does this because she loves me. She's like, look, let me just protect this man's blood pressure. This man, Krish, has some pretty high blood pressure sometimes. She's basically also the NSA of our household inbox, okay? She's filtering it. In a way, it's kind of like an ambush strategy as well. And this is what gets me more fired up than anything, okay? Not to air our laundry or anything, I really just need you guys to help be on my side on this on Pajama Day, okay? Now, here's the twist, right? You'd think deleting that email would calm me down, which it does because I don't know about it, which is part of the problem, right? So you're wrong that I'm going to be calmed down. I didn't mean to raise my voice. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Okay. Because now, essentially, I'm unprepared. I'm unprepared for Pajama Day. See, I wake up thinking it's just a normal school day, right? They're going to put on the uniforms and grab the backpack and the water bottle and head off to school, right? Me, I've got my work clothes on. I've got my coffee in hand. I've just maybe feeding the dog and listen to whatever podcast already, my second or third podcast of the morning. I'm mentally productive to have a really awesome day. And then my son walks down the stairs, which happened early this morning, this morning, because it's almost midnight now that I'm recording this on a Friday. And he's in his pajamas. I don't know, you guys. I'm like, hey, buddy, why are you dressed like you're staying home from school? Like, what's the deal? What's going on? And my wife, who's, at this point, pretty casual, calm, and peaceful. She's out in her closet. Like, we got this room that's now her closet. She can hear my conversation with my son while I'm standing there with my coffee cup and holding my dog's leash in the other hand. And she goes, oh, yeah, Krish, I forgot to tell you. It's pajama day. Pajama day. Pajama day. It was pajama day today, Friday. And, I think it's Friday the 13th. No, that's tomorrow. Saturday the 13th. Anyway, but just like that, right, she says that. And there's no warning. There's no buffer. There's no, soft blow. It's just, it's pajama day. And I don't even get to complain properly because nobody in my house is on my side. So that's why I'm pleading with all of you. My 3-year-old was jealous that her brother was wearing pajamas to school, and mommy was, I think, going to wear pajamas to school. I don't think she did. But somehow, this makes me excited. Not happy excited, but like it activated me, right? It activated my excitement, let's say. Because it's like It's like I got tagged in something I didn't agree to. And yeah, this is really deep and personal. I know, pajama day. Because I wasn't mad at pajama day at that point this morning. But what I was I was mad at surprise pajama day. Right? What's worse than pajama day is surprise pajama day. That's the worst kind. That's the worst. Because I had no time to process pajama day, you guys. It's like finding out someone changed your thermostat without telling you. Or even worse, again, I could probably do a whole episode on this one, is when someone, no names, drives your car and you know, changes all the mirrors and the seats and all this stuff, and then you're getting ready to get into your car, and nothing was moved back, especially the seats, so now you crushed your kneecaps on the steering wheel, and the person that was driving the car was 5 feet tall. Anyway, I digress. Look, I grew up in a time where pajamas had absolutely only one job, and that was to sleep. That's it. Sometimes your pajamas had other purposes, like, I don't know, sleep. Or actually, maybe, you know, if you're sick, which we all just came down with the flu recently and there was a lot of pajama wearing. Or maybe Saturday morning cartoons, or, you know, when I was a kid, maybe it was like grabbing the bread or the milk from your doorstep because, you know, we had milkmen in the UK. Or the equivalent today would be maybe to grab the Amazon package from your front porch, is the only time you ever use the front door. But not school. School is where we go to learn things. And like, my kid goes to a school where there's uniforms. My wife teaches there as well. It's a very awesome school, one of the best. Headmaster, all the facilitators there are top notch. But I also feel like school, and they have this there, but then they have pajama day, right? And it's not just that school. Every school has pajama day, apparently, in 2025. But you go to school for learn responsibility, structure, how to line up, how to wear your pants above your waist with buttons and belts. And pajamas, to me, are private, right? Pajamas are intimate. I'm not talking about lingerie. I'm talking about just pajamas, okay? Because my son had, like, a velour-looking one this morning with, like, dinosaurs on it, okay? Pajamas are the clothing equivalent of saying, I'm not ready to be received by the world or to be perceived by the world. I'm just not ready to go out into the world dressed like this. Now, I'm supposed to send my kid into a public institution dressed like a marshmallow. Now, what if mommy had to stop at Starbucks? She may have this morning. I don't know. I don't think she did. But you got to take your kid in dressed like a marshmallow. And I physically can't cope and deal with that. It goes against my entire belief system. I've always been pretty involved in my own attire. I enjoy dressing up. I enjoy dressing up my children. I enjoy people dressing well. Okay. And here's what people don't understand about pajama day. Pajama day isn't a preference, it's a world view. It's like, to me at least, it's like politics, it's like religion, it's like pineapple pizza, although maybe you like Hawaiian pizzas, I don't know, but you can't be on both sides of the aisle. There's no center line here, right? You can either be pajama day pro or pajama day no, right? You either believe it or you don't. Some parents, i.e. my wife, it's like, it's freedom. And to me, my response has always been, you know, it's chaos in like pajama form. And listen, we can coexist. My wife and I do coexist on this issue, this very heated issue, pajama day. But you can't ask me to celebrate it. Because when I see kids walking into school in slippers shaped like animals, and actually, you know what, let me take a step back. I have been, last couple of years, my son's now in second grade, I've been freed from having to experience firsthand a whole group of chillens dressed in pajamas at school because I was never dropping off the kid or picking him up because my wife works at the school. So it made total sense. Here recently, in the last 6 months since I started working locally to our home base, I have participated in picking him up from the school a couple of times. And gosh dang it, I have not had the opportunity to witness the whole school dressed out in pajamas. But I would imagine you would see like a gaggle of kids dressed in onesies or a pack of kids dragging blankets and, you know, maybe a couple of them dressed like actual dinosaurs, because I imagine there are pajamas that look like Halloween costumes. And all the teachers just smiling through it, like, good morning, guys. But their eyes, if I would, you know, again, I'm envisioning this, that their eyes would be looking at these kids like, please don't touch me with that nasty sleeve. Because, you know, they slobbered on that pajamas all night long. You know, they woke up in it, right? And came right to school. And then I also imagine like carpool on pajama day, where some parents are my people, where they're dressed normally, and then some parents are so into it that they themselves also dressed in pajamas. That's what I envision it looks like. I'm going to have to test this out, if I can, next pajama day, just to witness, like, the whole thing. I would probably just sit there in the carpool, gripping my steering wheel and just, you know, shouting out the windows, like, we are not the same. To the parents that have pajamas on as well. Again, it's like politics, religion, it's like different denominations, okay? And you know, my wife is a very calm and collected person. I am also quite irrational, and I vent a lot, and maybe that's what this podcast wasn't supposed to be, and now it is, I don't know. But my wife, she's awesome, she's beautiful, she's just amazing. I love her so, so, so much. But when she says things to me like, look how excited he is for pajama day. And I look at my son and yes, he's excited. He's bouncing, ecstatic to show off his dinosaur costume, pajamas. And he's smiling and he's just living his best life. And now I'm stuck, right? Like emotionally stuck because I can't be that dad. I mean, I want my kid to be happy. Just not in pajamas at school. Happy. Okay? I want him to be dressed to the nines and ready to, you know, step on a stage at any given moment and look his best. So I, of course, will try to negotiate with him. I did that this morning as well. I said, hey, you can wear the pajama pants, but maybe with, like, a nice normal shirt. Like, just go put on a Nike running shirt on or something. And, you know, and I try because I feel that, like, you know, as a parent, you ought to compromise with your children. But then, you know, and by compromising and having some kind of moral middle ground, you can kind of make yourself feel a little bit better. And my wife will just look me dead in the eyes. You know, those eyes that, like, pierce your soul. Or like, you know, she can tell, like, you're trying to rewrite the Constitution or something. And she says, just two words, it's fine. And at that point, I know that I've lost this battle. And I will try this. If there's pajama day I don't know how many times a year they do this, maybe 2 or 3 times a year. I will, she says it's fine, I know I've lost every single time. Or she'll say her famous last words this morning were, it's just one day, Krish, just one day. People always say it's one day, all right? That's what people say before everything, the world falls apart. It's just one day. Nothing is ever just one day. And yes, I am ranting, and my wife is going to listen to this, and I may sleep on the couch, I don't know. No, I'm just kidding, not really. But look, pajama day becomes, you know, eventually, when the world starts falling apart, blanket day, I don't know, it could become like backwards day, mismatch day, which I think we had when I was in middle school in the United States. I can't remember. It was a bajillion years ago. No backpack day, I've heard, is a thing, which I don't quite understand, because then you just have to carry everything, and I don't know. But maybe there's dress like your inner spirit animal day, which was just a bunch of furries. I don't know. Maybe it's like Crocs Day, which I could do a whole episode about my personal feelings about another thing I disagree with is Crocs. Ugh. They smell like tires. I spoke on stage with the CMO of Crocs about a year ago, a few years ago, I can't remember, in Chicago. And they tried to convince me that Crocs were the best thing ever. I can't do it. Look, I have these inner rules, right? Because I'm just like a hard person to deal with, I guess. The truth that I hate admitting, though, and here's the humbling, truly humbling part, is that even though I hate pajama day, you guys, I still do it. Sorry, let me take a step back. I still don't do it. It's not me. I don't do it. My kids will still do it. And because parenting is just doing things you don't believe in, okay? And let me just say this. When I was in college, I used to eat cereal without milk, right? That's pretty unhinged. I guess when I was a toddler, I probably used to eat cereal off the floor. I'm not the most sophisticated person, even though I might come across that I am. I'm not. One thing about me is I love to complain. My wife will tell you. I'll spiral into the web of feelings. I'll be super dramatic, right? It's not my wife that's dramatic in our relationship. It is me. I own that. But if my kids want pajama day, then I just go along with it after a personal internal mind battle. If my wife takes a picture and tags me on Insta story, I'll accept the tag and reshare it. I'll even smile, right? Put on my smiley face. And then as I'm driving to office, I was working from home today, so I didn't drive in, but I would typically, if this was to happen during the day, I would drive into the office. I would whisper to myself and I would say, please, Lord, cover them. Because look, love is bigger than my standards, okay? My standards are still valid, and I'm hoping a lot of you will join my fight against pajama days. And, you know, honestly, I will die on this hill not wearing pajamas in jeans or in a work attire. I walk down that hill in pajamas, that's for sure. Look, I know this has been a huge rant. I could probably spin off like 4 or 5 episodes just off the stuff I hate and don't like and what yada yada yada. But it was weighing heavy on my mind. It's almost Saturday now and we're getting ready to run a 2-mile race this morning. Hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. We've got a ton of new episodes lined up for next week, heading into last full week before Christmas. Just want to thank all of you for all the support. Visit thiswithchris.com for a lot of news, college football, sports news, world news, national news, politics, faith, family, freedom, all sorts of things. Follow us on Spotify, YouTube, anywhere podcasts are streamed. And feel free to wear your pajamas when you're listening to the This With Chris show. Until next time, stay blessed. Stay dressed, or just don't wear your pajamas all the time out in public. And for the love of everything holy, please support this fight against No Pajama Day. Anyway, love y'all.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.